It's not that cold. What are you
talking to me?
Yeah. What? Why are you
How soon
that?
Until you go into hibernation for the winter?
Yeah.
That this is no, that people are going to back me up. This is cool.
I never said it wasn't cool.
I've had multiple black strangers come up to me for this outfit. So how does that make you feel?
I'm not. That sounds that's about right.
Yeah. You know what? I'm kind of sick of you white people. I'm surrounded by too many pale, non-stylish people. I go to the airport. Black guy tracks me down. Where'd you get that, man? I go, oh, it's Nike. Drake's sub-brand with Nike.
Oh.
And then, yeah. And now I see your wheels turning. You go, whoa. You didn't even know that existed. I did.
If at any point you need to go like scratch your back on a tree, let us know.
I mean, whenever he wears
my daughter does call me a teddy bear.
Bear, bear.
Yeah. You know what's in here?
I'm starting to sweat.
It's just straight honey.
Yeah.
It's just honey in here.
I mean, I know that we have different body situations.
I'm getting honeys. I'm getting honeys.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I actually did. I had a couple aggressive girls in meet greet last week, so. For the first time in years. I think I've been doing my burpees.
Yeah, it shows.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are their names?
Cinnamon. I had a tour manager, Tom. They were nice, if they're listening. But tour manager Tom goes, he called them night dancers. I'm trying to be.
Oh, really? Jeez.
They might have been. And I'd love that. I want any and all people to come to my shows.
Yeah, of course. I'm about to sweat in this button-up shirt, and I just can't fathom what's
going on. Yeah,
you're
making me hot.
It really is making me hot. It's like all around your neck. It's actually...
I'm starting to panic.
I'm starting to feel
bit.
Claustrophobic just looking at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I breathe. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Everyone like, get back like on around your neck.
Like, I don't think I could ever wear that. Oh no. Uh-uh.
You're dressed opposite of a night dancer.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to pass out.
You're so covered up.
I'm going to pass out. All right. I'll enjoy this episode. Roll music. Direct opinion.
Direct opinion. Hey, babe, I got you these.
Miracle Mama, Miracle Dada cookies, clinically proven to improve hearing.
Yeah.
What is it?
Uh-huh.
Helps dad hear late night cries, household to-dos, and everything in between. I listen all the time. I hear the kids cry, and I help.
I think these will help, though. I mean, I think that once these are out...
I turn down the monitor really low so I can't hear it as good.
Yeah,
these will help that?
These will help that.
Miracle Mama, yeah. You're going to need these soon.
Yeah. We need them now.
What? Wait, you're pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then we'll be breastfeeding. We need the lactation cookies. Miracle Mama, proud sponsor. This is their April Fool's... joke packaging, hilarious, and
so
they're running an April Fool's campaign, Miracle Dada 20. Use that code, we'll also link it below for 20% off. Miracle Mama cookies, they're prenatal cookies, they have
the
lactation cookies.
Truly work. Like, I've had friends text me and be like, oh my gosh, these work so good.
They're
so
good. And dads can eat them too, they're delicious. They don't make you lactate. I've tried,
they're just good
I've
cookies.
Eaten a bunch.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Shout out, Miracle Mama. Enjoy today's episode. Use Miracle Dada 20 for 20% off Miracle Mama.
Who are you texting? Could you focus on the podcast, please?
I cannot, no.
Okay.
No.
Good to hear from you again. Rec these in the comments. Keep blowing us up. And thanks for all the love on Patreon. Again, I still have a hat to give out, okay? I gave them out already, but I got one more. Correct opinions. It's going to be a vintage hat. Which is cool.
I had that same thought.
Which was even more valuable with Trey, Katie, and Jake. I like these. These are clean. We sold them on tour too. Go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Why? And it'll be a vintage hat because... Should we just start off hot? Start up right up
hot.
Hot.
Speaking of hot.
This is awkward. It's kind of like when you... Do you feel like it's when you've been on a date with a girl for like 3 dates? Like, it's not a serious thing, but you're like, I do have to kind of break up with her.
This does feel a little more serious than that.
3 days.
Wow. Or is this a divorce?
This is closer to a divorce, I would say.
Oh my god.
You and I have been working together since 2018, and you would equate that to going on about 3 dates.
that is a good picture of how Trey dated.
I don't want to come on too strong.
Yeah, how Trey dated. He's like been dating a girl for years. He's like, this is just casual, right?
Yeah.
No, I never dated one ever until I married you.
That's true, isn't it?
Everyone thought I was I wasn't helping the rumors at all, but you proved them wrong. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, there was not a point.
Keep it off. It's like, yeah. So true. You break up with a girl after 2 years. This is fine, right? Like,
you'll bounce back.
Yeah. We were friends half the time, right? We were...
What we're referring to is my wife, Rachel, and I are moving. We are leaving Kansas City. We never thought we'd do this, but we're moving to Phoenix, Arizona. So that will be the end of Correct Opinions. We got about one more month, which is very sad. End
of your time on Correct Opinions.
I think it's the end of Correct Opinions.
Yeah, whoa, that's the first I'm hearing of this.
You guys aren't doing this if I'm not doing it.
This is our conversations off the
board. Whoa.
Derek and I talked, and we kind of an insurrection planned. He's going to stop uploading once I leave.
Yeah, right. Jake and Rachel are going to start up Correct Opinions in Phoenix.
I have that.
It's
going to
be a battle, yeah. It's the first I'm hearing.
Desert Opinions. No, yeah, kind of moving down there for pickleball, which is crazy. But yeah, kind of doubling down on the business a little bit, trying to grow it. And
pickleball central over there.
Yeah, pickleball's been good to me. Met Rachel on a court, started this business, now moving for it.
Got,
but yeah,
so a little less pale.
That'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
A few more freckles, that'll be good.
But correct me, yeah, correct me, this is not ending. We'll explain that further, but yes, Jake,
news to me.
We're going, this comes out on April 1st, which is great.
Yeah, that's unfortunate timing.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a girl. That was April Fool's.
That was April
Fool's. I had a dream the other night.
We don't know.
I had a dream the other night I did a home birth to a boy. She's like, it's coming now, and you pop the thing out. So this is good. That's good vibes.
That's good vibes. Thing, I just like don't want to do it at home. No.
And I looked, and in my dreams, I saw a little pair. I go, boy.
That was in your dream.
Yeah. I mean, how else do you see it's a boy? It was a weird dream.
My friend Derek told me that sometimes even a little pair can be a girl.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said?
Right. I'm prepared for that. I've always remembered Derek saying that.
But yeah, we are super excited for you. Obviously, you'll be missed here, but that's really awesome.
We are. Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. Yeah. And I knew,
I've broke up with you several times over the years, though. This is not our first breakup.
Sure. Yeah.
We've had a few.
That is kind of.
Yeah, but they were.
I guess that's
like,
why I'm kind of used to it. You kind of. And it's interesting because I compared it to a relationship. Imagine if you married someone, they go, listen, we're gonna still be married, I'm just gonna move out of the house,
I'm gonna do less with you.
Yeah all right That's interesting. They go, hey, you just do the kids, I'm gonna you have the house and the kids. Like, all right, and we're still together. And you go, I'm gonna leave town now.
It's like three dates.
I kind of figured that one. No, but of course I knew you had, you were too talented to not, you're obviously going to do some cool stuff. And I knew Katie, actually, when we met, she's like, this Jay guy, I go, I think there's going to be this sport called pickleball and he's going to do something.
Very prophetic. You and LeBron knew.
Yeah, LeBron. I mean, I knew. And he goes, well, what's it going to be called? I said, Friday Pickleball. I just know him, but.
Yeah. Thanks for not taking the domain name or anything. Yeah. Hey, you left that open for us. That was clutch.
LeBron, dude, it's so funny. All the memes, like LeBron is like, I knew Bam would score 83, man.
Yeah.
I knew it, man.
Do you know about this, Katie? LeBron has this reputation for like weirdly, like this revisionist history of like saying he predicted things that he definitely didn't.
Well, you know, know that
like
friend.
He never says it before.
Yeah.
No. You know that friend you have where you're like, yeah, can you believe it didn't snow all winter or something? It's like, and they're like, I actually knew that one.
Yeah.
You have a friend like that? You go, what? You're LeBron like, does that on national TV. It's great.
He'll like, be countless, on a podcast. It's not like examples. A hot mic or something. It's like he's on a podcast. He knows he's being filmed and recorded.
There's a very famous one. Kobe Bryant scored 80 points in a game. It's like, you know, one of the most unbelievable things anyone's ever done in the sport. And he is on record going, I told a friend that morning, I go, Kobe might go for 70 tonight. And you're like, what?
Don't take away from his moment by acting like you're Nostradamus. just enjoy it, dude.
But no, very happy for you.
Thank you.
I knew you wouldn't do Correct Opinions till you were like 50 or something. So,
but Correct Opinions is going to be around until you're 50.
Yes.
At least.
Yes.
Great.
Unless Katie kind of does the same thing you've done. But I feel better about her sticking around.
Yeah.
So what is the show going to look like?
Yeah, will
Katie
talk more about
sit
your move,
here?
But
yeah, I can
we'll
finally.
We'll obviously give all the very dirty details on Patreon because we don't want to, you know, but Katie.
I'm finally going to move to the desk?
We'll see.
I think we're, no. Just... That'll just be blank.
We're gonna like leave we'll his. Cut to the we're gonna leave chair. His like jersey there as like
the a cardboard cutout on the
like a Rudy. I just lay my jersey over the chair.
Cardboard cutout over there. Yes, correct opinions is. So Jake's gonna he's gonna be on a few more. We don't just want to like shock you guys. So
yeah,
a few
wean more episodes. Myself off. Drew,
yeah, kind of wean you off of Jake.
I will slowly get less and less funnier, yes. And I'll say do less.
And then the last episode, he's gonna say a slur of his choosing to really just make. Be like, oh, he needs to be done with this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm leaning towards something homophobic right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So stick around for his last episode. He's going to, through April. So yeah. After that, like four more episodes after this.
Yeah, something like that. We're all traveling a bunch. We'll figure it out.
And Criterionians will continue the very next Wednesday with me and my beautiful wife. And it's going to be great. It's going to be the same.
Of course.
Minus Jake. You've heard a couple of Trey and Katie episodes and we're... You know, and it's just our life, joking around, fun. We're getting older, parents, kids. So you know what to expect. It'll be great. Derek's going to be here. I remember when you first said something, Derek looked very scared. I go, Derek, we're still going to keep this going. He's like, okay, thank God. So we're here.
Derek
we're
has it. A job.
And now we want to hear your comments too, because we're still going to call it correct opinions, but I don't know. Do we need a little refresh? I feel like,
yeah,
you know, you
paint this thing like a nursery.
You know, Pepsi and all these places, they like do a they like new logo.
Yeah.
So I guess there's a reason to do it. So do we need like a new little like, oh, it looks a little different
a new
in
color.
Here.
I think with one less redhead in the room, it's got to be less red in here.
Yeah, maybe probably. We do a different little color. Maybe we ditch the desk. We do like cool.
Oh, chairs.
Chairs, you and me.
A little more.
Two, like lazy boys.
Yeah. Ooh, that could be fun. I get my lazy boy finally. And you could get like a...
You sit in a love sack or something.
You could just lay down with a pregnancy pillow.
I don't hate that idea.
The camera's mounted on the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm just talking to everyone it. Like this. That yes. makes me cringe so much inside.
But yes, you'll be missed. We'll obviously always be in touch. But Friday Pickleball out in Phoenix, baby.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're going down there because we think it'll be better for business. But, you know, it's obviously, it's not a guarantee. So, like, we're going out. We're, like, renting a house. There is obviously a chance. I'm, you know, we're back in a year and I'm on my knees begging to get back at this desk. So that's a real possibility.
Yeah, that happens in real life. You know,
you
divorce, you'll take me back.
Uh huh. And I'll be in that chair.
Yeah. You
I say
yeah.
little boy's corner.
Well, yeah.
I'll get treated bad.
Love it. So there you go, Recties. Okay. April 1st, not a joke. Jake will be missed, but we have a few more episodes with him, and then Katie and I will keep it going strong.
Mm-hmm.
The refresh will be exciting.
You know, it is. It's always fun to change things up. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't want you to go, but I'm excited to. It'll push us to like, all right, what does this look like now? And and you know, how do we make sure Katie's sleeps enough? Like, I think that'll be
suddenly
big.
Suddenly, suddenly I'm going to be like super energetic and perky. So just wait for that.
I had this great video I saw. It was a very viral TikTok. It was like that friend that forgets to emote. And it was like this girl who just looks generally upset. And they're like, are you having fun? And she's like, yeah. And they're like on a hike. Isn't this pretty? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I showed it to Katie, kind of like waiting for a reaction. And she says, what? Oh, you do? I'm showing it to you because I'm,
because this
don't
is...
you think that's you? And she's like, yeah. Good video. What? Are you messing with me? I mean,
yeah, it's relatable.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like the video. I don't know what else. I mean, it's amazing because I'm just constantly screaming. And Thomas does it. It's funny from me. I go. I'm having such a good time.
Yeah.
This is so great. And Katie, you know, right now, are you mad?
I'm great. I'm here with you guys.
I'm here. I know where I'm at.
It's just really, and she's so patient. I see her with our kids. And do you ever just say you and Rachel are opposites?
Definitely in some areas. Yeah, for sure.
Derek, would you say that?
Oh, 100%.
100%.
Like, couldn't be any more opposite. Yeah.
And we, would you say we are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, even, she agrees with that 110%, but.
What?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, of course.
Like, oh, yeah.
It'd be so weird if I talked like that.
But then I stop and think a lot. I go, people categorize Katie as like the most patient, nicest person they've ever met. And I'm the opposite. I still have to think about that a lot. I go, what am I don't know. Off? Yeah. And then it's like, I do worry. You're like, I had to go across the country to find the most patient woman in the South.
The amount of patience you needed didn't exist in the Midwest. You had to go on Instagram.
And I had a mother who didn't have the patience for me going, I don't know, what are we going to do here? She knew I was going to die alone. And she every time she sees Katie, she almost like worships her. Like,
yeah.
I don't, like I'm annoying my wife, my mom in real time. And she's like, how are you doing this? And then Katie just sits there and she goes, great.
Good. No, it's fine.
Fine.
Good.
But you know,
and sometimes am I not annoying you right now? And you go, no.
And sometimes I say, yeah.
Sometimes. But it's really amazing.
But that's when you know, see, it's nice because if I'm like unflappable. That all the time, if I do kind of like, you know, lose a screw for a second, you know, it's very serious.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think a regular thing you guys could start doing on the new Refresh podcast. I think we got some comments. People really liked the like current events, like updating Katie on things that everyone else knows about.
Yeah.
Except for, because there were like a few other moms who were like, oh yeah, I didn't know that either. Like you and Derek could do a good job.
That is a good educating. Like, yeah. Educating the moms just who are like too busy.
Current events. Mom
to know
news.
Anything. Mom news. That'd be a great segment.
Yeah.
Mom news. Katie, is the market up or down this recently? While, if you had to guess.
Down.
Great job.
Good job.
Okay. Why is it down?
Tariffs.
Nice.
Nice. All right.
18 months behind on that one. Yeah.
Overseas stuff.
Ding, ding, well, ding,
ding. We'll take it. We'll take it. Dude, we went to a dinner last night.
I was going to say, I know this because at dinner last night, they said they couldn't get any more wine shipped here.
It was funny. We went to a completely...
overseas stuff.
Completely. It's a restaurant we wanted to try. It's a pretty popular place in town. And they're like a Middle Eastern type restaurant. But you go in there, the menu literally says like Iran all over it.
Okay.
And it's just kind of funny. I go, oh, this is an interesting time to go here. And
yeah.
Then the lady was like, a couple of these things, I'd get that. Might be your last chance.
Okay.
You know, all right. She's like, that, yeah. That cheese is stuck in the strait. It won't let us get it. They're worried about the oil. We just want our goat cheese.
Yeah, come on.
She didn't say that. I don't think that's how it works at all. But it was a great time.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And I had one glass of wine and I feel horrible. I'm getting to that point.
Yeah. Well, I had no glasses of wine and I still slept horrible. So
okay. Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were up a little. Now we woke up with our kids sick, I guess. Yeah. How are these kids? What are they?
I don't know. They are at home.
Who explains this to you? We
went to like this like indoor pool 2 days in a week for like a swim this week. I'm like, did we get sick at a pool where there's chlorine? What?
It's just,
I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
Because do kids have lower immunity levels? Like, are they more prone to sickness? I thought maybe they were like better at handling this stuff than adults.
I think it's just mainly because they like just rub their spit and snot on everything.
Huh.
I think that's really,
and they do have, they haven't had time to like build their immune system like we
okay
have.
So it is not as good.
Which one of us is right?
It's both. Wow. we're not beautiful. Like, we're not sticking our hands in our mouth.
With our friends, I watch kids playing. I watch a kid, they're playing at like a community little table with toys, and this kid just goes and just, I mean, a tablespoon of snot at the table and he like rubbed it in all over the toys and like ran off.
Gosh.
And I was like, oh my gosh
that could be contributing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
there's a spot in Liberty where every kid has a birthday party. And we know when we go there, our kids are going to come back sick.
Yeah.
We're batting 1,000.
You got chicken pox yet? When does that happen? No,
they don't. That's not a thing anymore.
It's not.
Oh.
Why not?
Here we go. Bring
Why
up
not,
the big
Derek?
V,
say it, Derek.
V word.
Why not? Wait, I forgot. So they do. They have a vaccine for that.
Yeah.
I missed that. Is that dumb of me?
I didn't know that either.
Do you guys got chicken pox, right? Because you guys were kind of on the...
We got it. I remember my parents did the classic.
But you maybe the, like the last year.
Wow, did you have it?
I had chicken pox. Yeah, I got it with the best of them.
I'm older than you.
My parents did the good old classic. Hey, good friend of ours have it. Let's take you and your sister over there. I guess
people did
like,
do that.
They're
like,
everyone kiss. I don't know how they... So you just, it was like a strategic, like, let's get it.
Get it out of your system now.
Let's take off work and knock it out. I remember the oatmeal bath.
I've had even a step further. I am someone who had the chicken pox. And when I was 23, I had shingles.
Ew! Mm. You've had a lot of diseases. She's had, and I remember, she's had shingles.
Gross.
Impetigo.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Pull that up, Derek. This is disgusting. Okay.
That's what high school wrestlers
pull up
get.
The pictures,
yeah, it's
too.
Like a skin, yeah.
Exactly. Just what's she doing?
Say that word one more time.
Impetigo.
I am?
Impetigo. I-N?
I-M-P-E.
I'm impetigo. And don't folliculitis?
Okay.
What? Gross.
Gross.
I don't know what that is, but gross.
What is all this? What's happening?
But who's like actually sick more?
No, not me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't like these pictures.
Yeah, don't show. Mine was like the most mild case ever of like.
You couldn't go in public.
Yes, I could. Oh, okay.
I don't know what that is. I swear. She's just like, yeah, she'll throw these out. You had deep vein thrombosis?
I did not have that.
Gross.
Gross.
I did not have that. But it really
you had
is.
Staph? You thought you had staph? Oh my gosh, have you had staph?
I've never had, no, MRSA? I have not had staph. My brother had that, but I did not have that.
You get staph from my locker room? Because ours got hit hard.
Really?
World War One veteran.
I
did a little trench foot too.
It is crazy though that when I went to the doctor, my mom had shingles when she was like in her 40s maybe.
Oh, gross.
And
gross.
So I was 23 and I started having these like spots on my side and like this pain. I was like, there's no way I could have, this is not happening to young, healthy people.
Gross.
So I went to the doctor. They're like, no, you do not have shingles. And I was like,
yeah,
okay.
They're like, by the way, yeah, that'd be gross.
And I went home. I was like, but what is it?
Gross.
So then I went to a dermatologist like that same day later on. She was like, that's absolutely shingles.
Yeah, it's gross.
And yeah.
And what is it? She gives you like gross.
Thankfully, I caught it really, really early, but it can be very painful. Like it's like stabbing pain in your side or wherever you have it.
And what is it? I don't even know.
It's like a offshoot of chicken pox.
A cousin.
Gross. Offshoot of chicken pox?
I don't know how else to describe it. Yeah.
You're out here collabing with diseases?
Yeah.
It's a remix of chicken pox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just gives you like scabs or something?
Yeah, it's kind of like a rash, but it's really, it can be if it doesn't get treated quickly or you have a really bad case, can be like very, very painful.
Gross.
I will say it's a good name for it. Shingles is the name of a disease that should hurt you.
Like, yeah, if you've never heard of that ever, you go, I wouldn't get too close. I have shingles.
Like,
you
go, okay. I mean, stay home.
All right.
It's like bad enough that like they do have a shingles vaccine for like older people now because it can like really mess them
up. Them really tough to look at?
No.
Just gross.
Yeah. I wouldn't. So. I like calling diseases more things like impetigo, these made up words. They sound like dinosaurs. Just give it to us straight. Like you've got a grass head.
Yeah.
And it's just like when you get some weird scalp fungus, you go, yeah, ew, gross.
You've got stinky stomach.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Oh, gosh, now I kind of understand
really,
what I have. Yeah.
That's contagious, right? We should do that more. All these, the medicines are too confusing. You ever go to CVS? I got a medicine to pick up? Yeah, is it the Travoxca Loscoquin? You go, what?
I don't know. You are, pick up an antibiotic? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever they got for me.
That is interesting. The medications are very, like, what is that, Latin? Or, like, why are we speaking Latin in the prescription? We don't do that anywhere else.
Yeah.
The medication is a
just be like, yeah. Do you have the sore throat be gone? Like just yeah. Do that.
That one company's trying to do it. Paxlovid. They're like, let's just rhyme it with the big kind of popular word right now.
And then you go,
I like that.
Paxlovid. It rhymes with COVID. I'm gonna say, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I like that.
Otherwise, all dumb.
Cause it is like even for the like pharmacist or doctors, like it's just a bunch of made up words. Made up words are hard to remember.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be a little tricky.
Hmm.
The chickenpox vaccine came out in 95. So you guys like just missed it.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's a fun fact.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it.
Here I am learning mom news. 95.
Great year. March Madness going strong. Oklahoma State was in the Final Four in 95. We stink now. Two coaches we screwed up on are in the Elite Eight. Two of the eight coaches.
You guys are good, Bill Self?
No, probably. I hope so. Gosh, Bill, if you're listening, do you think he's listening? Do you think his kids listen?
They're close by, like 45 minutes away.
Do you know him?
I don't at all. Can we go back real quick? Did you say oatmeal bath earlier?
Trey did, yeah.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
I never had an oatmeal bath. I was like
90% positive. They say it helped, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
With chicken pox, that's what a way to like, you know, make it less itchy and stuff.
Huh. I think I did a regular bath, and I remember my mom having like some sort of pink liquid. Columbine.
Yeah. Yes.
Columbine.
Oh my that was gosh. In the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I get those confused. What? Mom, what bath did you give me?
It was like late 90s. What was it? Columbine.
I think that's what it's called.
Calabrian.
Calabrian, yeah.
Where was Columbine. I remember that? Yeah, getting on like all over me.
Oh, yeah. We
did it all over. I had it all over.
I couldn't get it off me.
That's the thing about baths.
Still use it's all that? Over you. I haven't seen that as a like.
I got covered in poison ivy a ton as a kid. I was covering that pink stuff all the time.
Right. But like, you've never used it for your kids,
never,
right?
Never. Not once. I don't know if.
Where did it go?
I don't know.
What is
it's
it?
It's probably toxic now Columbine. Or something.
Poison ivy. Columbine.
I've never had poison ivy.
I got it have all you? The time.
No. Well, it's like not everyone's allergic, right?
Yeah.
That's I don't think key. I am. You have to be allergic. Yeah, like, yeah.
I must not be. I've never gotten it.
I've been doing a case study on myself.
We're never in the woods.
No, trust me. I was out in the woods. I was out in the woods doing crazy stuff.
Like what?
I had a phase. This is kind of a wussy way to be in the woods. I was in the woods for a while because I thought it was really cool how plants were edible.
Yeah.
And I would like, I got all these books and I'd like go hunting for edible plants. Like out there eating stuff. And I was like, I had this, and it ended quickly when I realized in my little child head, I thought like, oh dude, there's plants out here that taste like gummy worms or something.
I'm going to find one. Yeah.
I'm going to find, because you know, these, it'd be like dandelions. They've got a slight sweetness.
Yeah.
The way that whatever's described with a slight, like, you know, butter lettuce is sweeter than.
Yeah.
So I thought like, dude, these I got candy in the backyard.
Oh my God.
And I would go eat dandelions. I keep getting these duds. And I finally realized, I don't think this is for me.
Dang. It's like a.
It was a cool schoolyard trick.
I was playing War in the dandelion. Woods. I was playing War in the Woods.
Yeah, dude. That was kind of. You know, that's a little more me. You think back in the day, I was more of a gatherer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's
like, good. Hey. Good luck hunting down that mammoth. I'm gonna make some dessert with these dandelions.
I'll get some dry sticks.
I call dibs on that bear's fur.
Yeah.
I'm cold. I'm always cold. Now, if you're listening to this, I bet you like listening to podcasts. And we like listening to podcasts,
too. Fair assumption.
I listen to a lot. Katie, she listens. She's very busy. She knows nothing about anything.
I don't.
So we're going to tell you and listeners.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
About a podcast. If you love true crime, we got a podcast for you to check out. Proud sponsor of this podcast is another podcast.
Woo-woo!
It's called Cross Promotion. We're happy to do it. It's called True Crime Couple. Mm. Step into the world of true crime with a twist. One true crime couple. On True Crime Couple. K dives deep into chilling cases, researching every detail. We weave them into gripping whodunit style stories that keep listeners guessing until the very end. The results, a storytelling experience that feels immersive, engaging, unlike anything else in true crime podcasting. She has thousands of 5-star reviews, praise from the families of the victims of stories who they've covered, which is important.
So it's real stories.
Yeah, real.
Okay.
True.
So whether you're a seasoned true crime enthusiast or just love a well-told mystery, you'll find yourself hooked by Kay's storytelling and John's reactions.
Yeah, I think me, as much as I like true crime, is probably the most basic white girl quality I have. Eat it up. Every documentary, every podcast. I don't care.
So Kay tells the story. John reacts. It's a lot of fun. True Crime Couple. It's hard to forget that. True Crime Couple. Go check it out wherever you get your podcast.
Looked up it. Calamine Lotion is what it's called.
What happened to it? They just got a different... Did they do a rebrand?
Maybe all it ever did was fix chicken pox, and now if we don't have that, we don't have Calamine.
Sorry, Calamine. You don't think about that stuff. Puts a lot of people out of business.
I'm sure someone would use that for a name soon, since it's kind of like in the past now. Calamine. Hey, little Calamine.
Yeah, it's
actually so insane that we've experienced a disease that, like, just our children never will. That's crazy.
I mean, that's the case for every generation, right?
Okay, what our parents have that we didn't... Oh, here she goes. I guess for me, you've had diseases dating back to the 1500s or something.
Measles.
Yeah. You had measles?
You had the Black Plague there for a while, didn't you?
Yeah.
Our grandparents had polio in their day.
Oh my gosh! Our grandparents beat polio?
I didn't say they it was
you
around.
You said our grandparents had polio.
Have
did she not?
I did say that.
Wow.
I had no
idea. It was around.
They were doing amazing.
When they were kids. But
okay,
that's
that wasn't
gone.
The question, was it? It was a.
Okay. I know. Our parents, I'm working my way back.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Polio is a cute baby name, too. Now that it's gone.
I think polio. We're far enough removed.
The polio and Calamon.
Yeah.
And then they break their leg, and then that's a whole. Yeah. You know, great.
Jeez, I knew this would happen.
Yeah, I don't know. When our parents were younger, was measles a thing? Mumps? Rubella? I don't know.
You said so confidently.
I'm sure there is, because we're always getting rid of something and then getting it again.
Let's get to some correct opinions. Do you have one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank goodness.
Mine, it kind of goes with ones I've been saying, but I mentioned earlier that we went to this like community indoor pool for swim lessons and like splash pad.
What's your correct opinion?
She must have not heard the question.
We need a backstory. My correct opinion is that lifeguards are not babysitters.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh.
You were a lifeguard. Did you ever feel like you were the babysitter?
I got an earful when I let the one kid drown.
That mom was so annoyed.
I just...
Yeah, I was... That's a good point. I didn't think about it like that. But I guess I was kind of babysitting these kids.
These moms were not like watching. They were just like, the lifeguards got it. Which is kind of crazy. I mean, we were mostly in like a splash pad area. So the deepest the water got was 1 foot.
Mm.
Which is still plenty of water for a 2-year-old or 1-year-old to drown in. And there was like all these parents like just sitting in chairs like on their phones watching these like little tiny toddlers like in the splash pad. And I was kind of like, I don't like, there's like 15 of these little kids. There's only one lifeguard. I don't, what's going on here?
Wow. To me, I'm kind of learning a new hack where I can go have someone else watch my kid. But you're saying
no,
you don't like that. Okay.
No.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right. You can't, kind of crazy to trust a, what are they, 6-year-old boy over there?
Yeah. I just like, it's like a big, it's like they walk around in a circle. So if they're on the other side of the circle, they can't see. I don't know. I was just kind of watching all that happen. And I was like, this isn't like daycare here, which is definitely what people were using it as.
All right.
So we need deeper water. So there, it poses a bigger threat to the parents. Maybe yes. They don't see the threat here. Like, yes. They're fine.
Yes, absolutely.
Throw them in the deep end then.
Yeah.
What's that thing called?
Don't outsource the parenting.
Roads that are curvy are more safe than roads that are straight. I think that's the same argument.
Driver fatigue.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Are you guys going to do that thing? It's got some acronym to it where ISR. You toss the kids in the water.
No, we are doing swim lessons, but not that.
Not the like anti-drowning thing.
They're learning the same skills, just like maybe not as aggressively.
Slow learners. Really coddling them.
We are.
By not throwing them in the deep end.
We are going to put them in that fuzzy jacket, though, and then throw them in.
Nope.
And have them claw their way out.
And see if they can survive.
I know. What's up with these parents doing this, like, what are you trying to raise the next Houdini? Where are you like, we're going to throw him in the deep end with all his clothes on, tied up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's going to not drown. Watch.
He's hiding the key in his mouth. Watch.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, he swallowed it. God damn it.
All right. Flip him over.
I don't know.
You said it again. Stop eating the key. That's part of the trick. Key's not food.
If we get this key to taste worse, it's eating it up.
We are not around water that much. I do feel like if there are scenarios that I feel like, yeah, safety first. Like, if you're going to be around water all the time and you have a pool right in your backyard or something like that.
You live on a boat.
If you live on a boat, yeah, absolutely. You move to one of those
Southeast Asian countries where you live. I just
kind of floating over the water.
I'm team like, just can you keep your 1-year-old out of a body of water? I don't really know. Oh gosh, where is he? He's out in the lake again. He crawled out to the lake again.
We haven't had eyes on him for 15 minutes.
But anyways, yes, that's what we're doing. We are just doing the swim lessons. Yeah, they're learning to float on their back and swim. And
you just kind of dunk them on. Look, you're doing it. You're going under. You kind of have to dunk them under.
It is funny. He came home and said, he came home and told Trey that he swam underwater. And Trey was like, and I was like, pushed off and was trying to swim himself to get to the edge and went underwater.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like 4 or 5, but then he's like, I did it.
He's like, I swam underwater. I'm like, I think you were kind of drowning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, my correct opinion. I wrote this down. I jotted this down about 5 a.m. We were up, then I was kind of awake. I thought I did go back to sleep, thank goodness. I was thinking of funny jokes. I wrote this down, a little premise. This is my correct opinion.
Okay.
You'd notice this a lot. Stay-at-home moms.
What's your correct opinion?
Oh, she couldn't wait. You gotta wait a little longer.
I couldn't.
Wait a little longer.
I couldn't.
Because he'd already said my correct opinion.
All right. My correct opinion is that stay-at-home moms should be proud.
Okay. Are we not?
No, you're not. Often they don't probably go, what do you do? And they go, I'm just a mom.
Just.
Yeah, just.
What do you mean? You do that all the time.
Take out the just.
For some reason, you feel weird. You meet someone else. Well, I'm a mom. I'm a stay-at-home mom now. But I was. They do that. I'm a stay-at-home mom. But I was an accountant for a few years. But now, I'm a mom. They go, what? They should. Have you seen what these women do? You guys should look people in the eyes and go, I'm a stay-at-home mom, mother. Like, you should. It's like. It's like guys come back.
We would have no more play dates.
You're in the trenches. Like, a guy comes back from Iraq. He's not like, I just like deployed for like a few months. You know, they're, you go, wow, we stand up for them. You whip every day. It sounds like I'm pandering. I'm really not. You do the other day, she's like 6 months pregnant. She's going, my sacrum hurts, which I don't know
if that's a World War I thing.
I think it's like an essence or some kind of disease.
Something to get in the trenches.
My sacrum hurts. So she, moms are so tired, they like grow new body parts that hurt.
They grow it and then it hurts.
Yes.
It grows, I'm 6 months
now, so my sacrum's coming.
Is that near the thorax? Where is that?
It's just right above the jejunum. Which also hurts. She's laying there while I'm going, babe, where's the, and our toddler's going, mommy, and the little girl's going, mommy, and they're on her as she's laying on the couch.
They're on your sacrum.
Tears are filling her eyes. I go, this is unbelievable. And she's going to add another child. It's just going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, and then you do all that and you meet strangers. You go, I'm just a stupid old mom. I don't do anything.
Stupid sacrum hurting mom.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Genuinely, it's very kind.
Now, maybe, you know, and when the kids are all 10, maybe you'll be living the dream a little bit. I don't know. We haven't gotten there yet. But you, and which you will deserve. But a few, I mean, babies, pregnant, nursing, it's horrible. And it's horrible.
I'm the one doing it.
And you know. And you're like kind of dumb now.
Yeah, that's.
And that'll come back though, right? It grows back.
What? I don't know.
The sacrum goes out and the brain grows.
Brain comes back in.
I'm really hoping that's the case, but I haven't really gotten enough feedback to tell me that is the case. I feel like it's kind of like 50-50. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I'm one of the good cases.
Okay. We'll pray for that. Rectis, be praying.
Yeah, please. Please.
I mean, it is wild to watch my biomedical engineer wife count on her fingers. You go, we've really come a long way. Like, what's one of the classes you took? What's the name of it? Oh no, she sees, she doesn't know.
I mean, I took past calculus 3 math. Whatever.
What's the name of the class?
That's too far gone. I took like a thermal.
Could it have potentially been calculus 4?
No.
Oh. It's much harder than that.
So, thermal.
I took like a class that's like the what was called biodynamics or something. Gosh, I can't even, I hated it, but it's like the math that goes behind how particles pass each other, like in the body and the water, like the actual equations and theories.
It seems tough to measure.
And I for sure didn't really understand it, but.
And something with thermal as well.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Other places call it different things, but
I'd show up to the thermodynamics class and just be like, hey, when do we get the night vision goggles? Is that what this is? Yeah. I was under the impression I'd be getting night vision goggles for thermal class.
Yeah.
Infrared goggles, well, I'll take whatever.
Let's see.
How about bio?
Biotransport, that's what it was.
Biotransport.
Yeah.
It's the name of a class, and you completed that class.
Biotransport is where I used to sell my plasma.
What's 9 times 3?
27.
Not bad.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That was a little scary for a second.
Did you ever used to quiz a girl to bet her?
Ew.
This is your thing.
Ew. Ew.
That's why I knew Katie was the one. I go, what? I go, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like, thanks for dinner. No problem. Yeah, I'm just going to leave a 20% tip. What would you think that'd be if you... I didn't actually do that, but
I think
one time I brought something up and she was just like, I'm not answering that. I go, you're the one.
Well, the first time I ever came to visit you after we've been like, you know, dating for a little bit, you and your roommate kind of did this like whole like, so do you read? What books have you read?
Oh yeah.
And I was just like,
name a book.
I was just, yeah, I was just like, yeah, I see. I think I just blatantly was like, yeah, I'm smart. I read books. I see what you're doing.
I see where,
like,
this is going. We're good.
I was like, this is gross.
All right, you're hot and all, but you ever read a book that doesn't have pictures in it?
You go top to bottom, left to right?
Me just too. Like,
no, I'm not doing this.
What if Rachel
and I... It wasn't that egregious.
It wasn't, but it was...
But you understood what was happening.
Yeah.
It was kind of more your roommate than you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you.
Rachel and I's
I
first...
I sit you down going, how many books a year?
No.
Our first date was dinner, and then I took her to we did like a trivia night together. And in hindsight...
That's a way to...
she asked me, she was like, is that a thing you did with girls? I was like, oh no, I'd never done that before. I only did that with you, but that is kind of funny. Maybe I should have been doing that. That's an easy way to vet, yeah. Like, do we know the same stuff? Do we compliment each other? Do you know anything? This trivia night we went to was impossible. It's like...
Trivia nights are like that.
I've never been to one. I thought this would be fun. I have a general knowledge of stuff. I don't know.
I want to go back and try it because I think you do. You're like, oh, we're 25. We have nothing better to do. We want to go to a bar. Let's do one with trivia. And then they're like, name this 1970s song. And you're like, I wasn't even.
Oh, gosh. That was before the chickenpox vaccine. Gosh.
And it's tough. I think with some years, maybe I'd do better. But they are extremely hard. We've done a couple as a group years ago where we would quite literally be 0 for 25.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
No, zero of them.
We were like a good sport for the first two rounds. We're trying. And then eventually you're like, let's just talk. Yeah. Let's not even like bother with the trivia. I still remember one category. Like, all right, next round is going to be movie posters for movies that haven't come out yet. So they would show you a movie poster and take out the title of a movie that's coming out next April or something. And then these nerds are, I'm like, that's embarrassing. You know that. It's embarrassing, you know, that Scream 9 is coming out.
Yeah, you just turn on it, you just order another beer, and you're like, let's just start bullying these nerds. Oh, you know that one too, dork? My claim to fame, we had this one trivia where there's always this section where they'd be like, name this celebrity. It'd be like, you know, a middle school photo of a celebrity or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a great face guy.
You can do
that's
that pretty
well.
That's
where I came well. In. I go, J-Lo when she's 14. And it's a weird
you're only getting the skill. Women.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull up any famous, Google a A-list celebrity high school photo, and I bet you guys would struggle, and I'd nail it. Guy, give me a guy, not even a hot one.
While you looked that up, I remember we finally got to a category that night of Trivia Night where it was like famous Olympians. I was like, okay, finally we get like a sports one. And it would be like this 1972 pole vaulter. And I'm like, come on, dude. Come on. I got one answer and it was like Greg Louganis. I had to pull out Greg Louganis out of my Louganis, like a 1980s swimmer. And I was like, yes. And that was like the one we got right.
Okay, I want to give you guys a try first.
I think I know it.
I know it immediately.
I know it too, but I don't know his name.
Sounds like you don't know it.
That's what I would say too
if I didn't know.
You know it?
Yeah, yeah.
One, two, three.
Kevin Bacon. Yeah. Oh, Amazon Spring Sale.
Oh, dang, I didn't think anyone would get that one.
Wow.
It was a little tricky, Derek. Great. No. Yeah. You should run trivia. Like
Derek, you have a gift, dude.
You have a gift.
Oh, wait, sorry. We got one more.
One more.
Yeah, I think of someone who's like had a lot of work done.
Okay, sorry. This is so fun for people. This is, wow, well done.
I don't know the gender.
Well, that one.
Michael Jackson?
Boy. Okay, this is so fun for the people listening on audio right now, but
no, this girl does kind of look familiar.
You're going with girl?
I'm gonna go girl. That's a girl.
She's
I have a guess. Know. That one's tough. I'm going Megan McCarthy.
I don't know. It's
definitely a boy.
Oh, that's Dennis Quaid's son. He's not famous enough for this game, I don't think.
He was it was a guy.
Yeah, Jack Quaid.
I don't know who that is. Derek, you should run trivia.
Well, he was in something recently,
the really popular show on Amazon, The Superheroes.
Oh.
Iron Man.
Bad Man. You know, anyway.
Sir, real quick, we can't end on that one. Let me just do one more real
quick. Oh, Derek wants one more.
Yeah, yeah.
Trivia Master.
Oh.
I think I know it.
Oh no, dude! If Jake gets one and I don't, I'm gonna
be. Oh, that's gonna look bad. All right,
it's gonna look so bad.
We're gonna have to do more until you beat me.
You really have to know.
I got it. Yeah,
the names of
one,
celebrities.
Two, three. Chris Pratt.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, you give me any teenage boy, I can track him down. Yeah. The Relatable Tour is drawing near its end. I'm very sad. It's been amazing. Thank you for all the love. We have a few cities left, so come out. They're filling up. Get tickets at TreyKina.com. We're going to Houston up next. That is April 17th and then April 18th at Oklahoma City, hometown show, two shows. Both are almost sold out. We just opened up some seats, so get them before they're gone. That's my special taping. Then on to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Jacksonville, Richmond, Virginia, Charleston, South Carolina, St. Louis, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Not bad.
TreyKina.com, Relatable Tour. Just about 10 shows left. We'll see you on the road. All right, Jake, your correct opinion, please.
My correct opinion is the type of high five that people do where you end up like grasping afterwards is so unnecessary, inappropriate, and disgusting. There is no need to ever hang on to a high five. I'm not talking about like a 3 o'clock like dap or anything. I'm not talking about a handshake. I'm talking about a 12 o'clock. We meet in the middle and then you like hang on to the side and you shake it and you wiggle it around. I'm married.
Yes.
That's so it's violating.
It's like going in for a hug and you go, oh, you kissed me? Like, it's worse than that.
I wanted a high five.
Dude, if there's not a more, and I experience this a lot, meeting fans or something, you're kind of like, this is a fun group. What's that? Maybe like a high five.
Hey, good to see you guys.
And then they grab it and they wave it around.
Like
you
a go, stick
whoa.
Shift. Yeah.
And it's kind of just our people haven't figured out how to do. I remember growing up on the basketball team, like the black guy, just 100% of them are on the same page.
Yeah.
They do
what we do.
The white people, you might get an up top. You might get a business. You might get a fist bump. You might get a fist bump with like a. You might do an attempted dap that ends in a business handshake. We got to get on the same page.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I mean, maybe it's like I'm 17, you're 17, and this is how we flirt. Outside of that, inappropriate and just unneeded.
Mm-hmm.
Should never grab a high five.
I don't think that's...
Keep the thumb out of it.
How do you guys greet your friends? Like, Katie, you have a girls' night tonight. Right? Few girls. How do you greet them?
I say, hey.
Oh, you're kind of mad when you see them.
I just say, hey.
Hey. And then you stand there and look at them and say, hey.
Hey.
No touch?
No. I'm not a...
You used to touch?
No.
I feel like a big thing I noticed, I went to this small Christian college And when I would go visit my friends from summer camp, when I would go to Oklahoma State, I'd go to K-State, I'd go to Mizzou, whatever, there was so much hugging going on. That was one of my biggest takeaways. So I remember that. I would go, we're not hugging enough at SBU. They are hugging all the time here.
Yeah.
Some they hug constantly, girl on girl, girl on
Christian
guy.
Christian guys love a big old hug. I go, whoa. All right.
Yeah, it was too serious. It was first base.
I pretty much only hug my friends if I haven't seen them for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's like, I haven't seen you in months. I'm coming to visit you. Hey, other than that, I'm not like, if I'm seeing you week to week, I'm not hugging you.
It's almost like if they live in town, you don't hug. Yeah, if they live out of town, you hug.
That's a pretty good, yeah, distinction. Like, I can't even, if my friends who live in town, I can't even really think about a time when I hugged them.
Yeah, you don't really give anyone in the world an affection. And that's a part of you, and that's great. Like we do our annual boys trip. I mean, it's the big hugs.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, that's like a once
Sacrum's
a year.
Out for the boys.
Yeah.
But I do kind of make a point. The guys who I see on that trip who live in town here, I'm just like, what's up?
Hey, yeah, good to see
you,
man.
Oh, I haven't seen you in months. Big hug.
I saw you 2 days ago.
And it's funny, we're like doing big goodbyes, man. It's been a great trip. Hug. I'll see you in 3 days.
Stop. Don't look. See at you me. In the garage.
Yeah.
I would like a hug when I come in to record the podcast.
Yeah. What's up, Jared?
Jared goes pretty far away. Maybe that is hug worthy. Yeah. Driving 45 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
Oh, are we gonna have to start hugging Jake when he lives in Phoenix?
That's true. Upon visits. Crap.
Feeling unsure about that.
Don't hug my
hand. We'll hug on Patreon.
Yeah.
We'll all.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of that, like people do like hand hugs. Have you heard of that?
Is this different than what I'm talking about?
I mean, it's like what you're talking about.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like wrap the thumb around. We'll do it. Someone did that. A fan did that to me and me greet a while. Do you know what a hand hug is? It's like I do it and she turns the corner. I'm like,
I get the premise behind it of like, I've seen little kids do it where it's like, they're kind of like teaching kids, like, you don't have to let everyone hug you, right? Like, that's a good, lesson. And so it teaches kids, like, it's a way to be like, no hug, hand hug. But I'm like, could you just do a high five? Does it have to be a hand hug?
Yeah.
People like to be different, fun, zany.
But I ran into
someone that we play, like, our kids play softball together. We were really close with them. They're awesome. And, He greeted me, said, "Hey, what's up?" And he gave me a firm handshake. I wasn't ready for someone my age to give me like a firm handshake.
See, you guys ever get a firm, like a bone breaking one?
That was this. Yeah.
Bone breaking.
That's strange when you guys do that.
Yeah. It's like, come on, dude.
And I think I'm going to start calling it out. I'm starting to be like, why'd you grab it so hard? Just make him kind of say like, I don't know, man. It's just kind of my thing. Like, make them. I've started to do that more, you know, because I have so many interactions, which again, 99% of them I love, and everyone's very nice and normal. Of course, all the recties are, but like, I was out at a coffee shop with one of my good friends, and a woman just walks up. She's like, "Hi, big fan," and then she grabs one of the chairs at our table and just sits next to us. And I went, "Oh wow, sit next to us." and then she kind of, you could tell, she goes, "Oh, sorry, I thought I'd just sit up." It made her kind of like, let's just address real quick. You're just sitting at my table.
You're sitting down and we don't know how long you're going to be here. You might know you're only going to see her 30 seconds, but we don't know that. Yeah. And it looks like you're settling
just
in.
A little remind, you know, just remind people what, hey, notice what you're doing here. Oh, wow. I almost broke my hand. Why'd you do it so hard? And make them go, "I'm sorry, man." Like, you just knock them down a notch.
Oh, wow. And you will appear slightly autistic if you do that, but I think it will serve a purpose.
Yeah. Hey, I'll out weird you. I will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you chose to sit down right by me. That I don't like it.
I think when this episode comes out, Love on the Spectrum season 4 comes out. Rachel and I are pumped. Get some inspo.
Come on, man. Come on. Netflix, they pump these things out. Unbelievable. I don't know how they're doing it. They're matching grannies with frat boys and Spectrum people. I mean, it's amazing. No one works harder than them.
I didn't really. Yeah, Netflix has turned into like they are just seeking love for everyone.
I think you and I, Netflix, if you're listening, pitch in a show idea. We do opposites attract, and they get like 20 people who are like, wow, you know, and then 20 people like Katie, and they basically are mute. And they, and we just opposite attract, and one's just going, just talking at him, and the other never speaks. And Katie and I host it.
That actually is a pretty good idea. I mean, and really like go to the extremes. Like,
wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. I'm your host, Trey. I'm a comedian. This is my wife, Katie. And then, you go, everyone meet Katie. And you go,
hi, everyone. Yep.
I mean, but
this could be a show where we opposite attract.
People would fall in love because that's a real thing.
Yeah. Perfect.
And you could do, I mean, super liberal, super conservative. I mean, you could find all sorts of like just spectrums.
Opposites attract. Whoa. All right. There you go, Netflix.
Like the Liver King and like a vegan.
How long is this crap?
53.
Liver King and a vegan?
Yeah. Yeah. Just all sorts of. Oh, we got another one. Oh, this one I actually don't know. Another celebrity lookalike or a celebrity yearbook photo.
Older.
Glasses are throwing him off a little
wide mouth.
That is.
If this is someone in high school.
Pete Maravich.
That's an old looking high school senior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Derek's dad.
Yeah, it's not fair, dude. We don't know this guy.
The mouth looks so familiar. Yep.
You'll be mad about the mouth once you see it.
Yeah.
The mouth should give it away.
I'm only going to look at the mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
I think you
Billy
do.
Bob Thornton.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. Good
Come
job.
On. Yeah, thank you, Derek. Yep. The mouth, dude. Uh-huh. Oh, you show me any guy's mouth. I can point him. I don't know. Does this make me look good? Or?
I don't think so.
Dude,
honest.
I don't know. About you
you got to look at the mouth, man. Look at those lips. Come on. Those some landman lips.
Yeah, I know those lips anywhere.
I'm starting to hate Billy Bob Thornton because anytime you want to get Wi-Fi on a Southwest plane, you have to watch Billy Bob Thornton talk about Verizon or T-Mobile.
T-Mobile.
Unskippable for 30 seconds. And I hate the commercial. I hate the script. I hate his delivery. I'm so out on Billy Bob Thornton.
I can't stand. I've started to pay attention more to commercials. I don't know.
Me
I
think, too.
Because
I'm with you.
So much of my living is making branded content, and you know I've learned a lot. It just like just my they pay me because or how do we get some views on this? And it feels like, and it makes sense, right? These commercials, they go, hey, we're gonna pay you to put your commercial on your this TV show or this yeah. channel, and you don't have to fight for the eyeballs; they're built in.
Mm-hmm.
So these people, they're not. Like, I'm obsessively like, how do I just get people to watch
first
any
two
part
seconds?
Of
first 3 yeah, seconds. Yeah. Yeah. Keep them.
And like some of these, especially with March Madness, whatever, I'll see this huge company, you know, I think it was Wendy's maybe. They'll be like, we have whatever our new product. I don't remember because this commercial sucks so much. But be like, it's March Madness, Wendy's, dunk. Watch. So this guy dunks a basketball and everyone's like, whoa. And they go, watch this. And a guy like dunks Wendy's in a sauce. And he goes, whoa. That's the commercial. And I go, I could have, if you did, they're like, Trey, think of a commercial in 12 seconds, March Madness, Winnie's, go. I'd be like, dunk, wing and sauce. You know, no one, guys, can we get a little more creative here? Something people like, is it Progressive? Like, don't be like your parents.
Yeah. Those are great commercials.
There's legitimately funny jokes in that.
Uh-huh. They did six you different remember versions. It.
People quote them. Mm-hmm. It made my mom actually take down a live, laugh, love sign in her home. Like, it made a difference. And some of these, they're just, I go, how much time and effort came into this commercial that literally anyone could have thought of? Anyone.
I think about that, too. Especially the, like, audience retention. Like, not, like, earning our attention. They're just like, yes. I mean, they'll watch. Let's just, like, kind of slowly work into this thing. And most of it's salesy. Very little of it is a value add. It's just like, here's our deal. Here's our deal. Here's our deal we're running right now. Here's our deal. You know, it's like, this is not how we're all doing things.
Yeah.
It's old
And
school.
I know it's very different than as I talk about making branded TikToks, but I think it's very confident there's an argument that a lot of these should be better. And we know it with the Super Bowl where you go, oh, the commercials, they actually try on these ones. So
I mean,
let's
watch
that's
them. A good point. Yeah.
You know what? I've always thought of that too. I'm like, why don't you just try to make all of them good?
I think if I was in charge of commercials, I would have something like in the first 2 seconds, pretty jarring. It's just like the screen is black and silent. Okay. Like, oh, did my TV just, oh no, it's this.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Something like that. Why don't more people do stuff like that?
Couple like Coinbase, a couple of those did weird, like low quality commercials that just were memorable for the Super Bowl.
Or just like the QR code that went around in a box. Yeah, I like
I think that
like
was that. Coinbase. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the ones who do a good job, we all know Geico.
Yeah.
We literally all know that because it's just brilliant. Mm-hmm. And those commercials legitimately I find fun. I want to watch. So Geico, that's as easy as you know, remember that whole series? Well, it came like you do it, but that all is like, that's like a, can't remember any of them blanking to be like, that's like a moose trying to
walk through
a bark, you know, and then it would like cut to the actual thing.
Yeah, it was kind of like a, from what I've seen of like Family Guy clips, that was like a very common thing.
They were like kind of funny, and I was like always, I'd pay attention.
I mean, I feel like they even, like there's one that my dad would always quote, and I don't know if I've ever actually seen the commercial, but I know it because it's like, it was still quoted. It's like the Holiday Inn Express. It's like a doctor who's that like. That
was a famous one, yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that you know, does still stick around, doesn't it?
Yeah, like
stated all the Holiday Inn
Express. You come across any six-year-old man, he'll work that into a conversation.
No.
The times right. Well, I did say the Holiday Express last time.
Right. I mean, that like 25-year-old person.
What? In
the- yeah.
oh, dementia? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Like,
that, oh, that. You know, you were at your house last night.
No, yeah. You weren't at a Holiday.
You weren't at a Holiday Inn Express. This is gonna, now it's gonna be an epidemic.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't stay at Holiday Express last night. We think he's got Alzheimer's. Yeah, well.
That's what's gonna happen with me. Like 20 years from now, a teenager is gonna hear an old man call me Jake from State Farm, and they're gonna go, "Oh, he's never worked there.
Yeah,
you have dementia too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, it's this thing I can't get away from.
What is it? But Jake is black. We don't get it. No, he was white.
No.
Oh, no. They kind of slipped the black one in one day.
I was
at State Farm. I'm with them. Part of the gig was I had to follow Jake from State Farm on Instagram. I thought that was kind of funny. Make a series of videos, but first things first, follow Jake.
He needs it.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, what can he do after this? He is Jake from State Farm.
Signed up for that.
Oh, yeah. Same with Flo from Progressive. Right. Yeah, you get, but he get makes, typecast.
They make millions of dollars.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. Just being the
poor guy.
Poor guy.
I also just noticed you drank your coffee. How cold was your coffee?
Well, it was a pot of honey, so
yeah.
Room temp.
Mm-hmm. It was a bunch of moths. And that's bear knowledge. They eat a bunch of moths under rocks. I learned that when we went to Yellowstone National Park.
You got to eat a lot of moths to get full.
They undercover these rocks. They eat hundreds and hundreds of moths, and they're very calorically dense. And I pay attention.
I don't remember that at all.
Of course. You're probably over there doing boomerangs.
Yeah.
Probably. That's what you do, yeah.
Probably.
A lot of boomerangs, yep.
Is your coffee still warm?
My coffee is hot.
This is her new thing. I'm glad this mug is...
Oh, I see.
It's the one that like keeps it hot. I'm glad it's...
The battery is dying, but it is... I'm done with my coffee.
You said you really wanted it, and it's really made a difference in your life.
It has. I used to... Remember last episode, I was like, don't forget to drink your coffee, because you know what? It would get cold. I'd put it in the microwave. It would stay in the microwave until 5 p.m. because I would be like, forgot about it. And now I don't have to microwave it.
It does chill rather quickly. I'm just room temp.
Right. So this mug has been really nice for all you moms out there who reheat their coffee a million times. Keeps it warm.
Moms, man. No one has it harder. Hardest job in the world.
Do you have any other mom gadgets, like technological gadgets like that. Specifically that you'd recommend other moms?
Breast pump.
Yeah, I don't want to know what you're doing on your sacrum, but if there's anything that's appropriate.
Oh.
What are the mom gadgets you got?
I don't feel like I'm not really like a gadget girl, so that's kind of part of it, but.
You're a thermal girl.
This is a silly mom gadget, but I recently bought a grape cutter. And Trey was like, that's so stupid. Why would you buy a grape cutter?
Yeah, it was the most drama we've had in our marriage.
I got to see what a grape cutter even looks like.
I mean, you talk about consumerism at its finest, saying, hey, you ever been annoyed at taking a knife through a grape?
Because you have to quarter it. You can't
some of those
half
green
it.
Grapes are crunchy.
Yeah. You have to quarter it.
Well, you have to come up for kid. That's a mom thing. But I go, you ever been so annoyed by cutting a grape 1-2? Let's cut that. Instead, now it's just 1 instead of 1-2.
Yeah.
I really expected to see something that cuts 1,000.
Yeah, I have, Katie. I feed my children. Don't do this to me.
It's one at a time still?
That's what I was. I expected to see
Is that insane?
A combine. Yeah. I expected to see a farming combine that could do 10,000 at the same time.
She said, no, it's great. And I said, right now, you and me, you use that. I use a knife. Let's see you can do it faster. And she wouldn't agree to my competition.
I will say that does look kind of fun. I like loading a grape in the chamber and just
Thomas thinks it's so fun. Yeah.
Will you do the competition with me later?
Sure.
Okay, you wouldn't when I came when I said it.
Yeah, I don't. Not everything in life has to be a competition, but sure.
I finally found a new pair of jeans. I just want to let everyone know. It was a long journey.
It was.
I hadn't bought clothes in so long, and I'm officially at the stage of life where I know what you guys go through now. I have no interest in it.
What?
You guys don't care about dressing up, right?
No. Well, I mean, you were wearing a makeshift bear costume earlier from Drake's brand. So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, good point. But I was used to be, it's just waning more and more. And now I'm officially at a point where it just sucks. I get it. I buy stuff. You have to return it.
I know. He used to always be like, why do you, you're buying and returning so much stuff. I'm like, it's because when you order online, you don't know.
My body's changed.
Well, that too. You haven't, that's not really an issue for you, but.
Thank you.
Nice. Consistent.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where'd you get your jeans from?
Buck Mason.
Oh, and
yeah, they're like pretty popular. They got nice quality stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a real journey. But no, it's annoying. They're still a tiny bit long. So Katie's like, we can get them hemmed. I think I'm just going to roll them for the life of
it. Hike them up.
Yeah.
Rachel's got me a little Abercrombie kick lately.
It's can't go wrong.
Yeah, I think they came back a little bit, I guess. I trust her.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
I don't know.
The reason I don't do Abercrombie too much is because I think that they've done such a good job that every 30-year-old guy is wearing it. So I just feel like I'm going to...
Dang, see, I didn't even know that. I don't know anything. I just kind of follow, lead me wherever you want. I was having to explain to, Timon, our, 19-year-old Gen Z friend of ours. He didn't know anything about Abercrombie.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, fun. Well, I was like, I don't know if it was Abercrombie or Hollister, but they would like pay teenagers to be shirtless at the mall.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
He was like, what? I was like, yeah, they would have like a girl in like a bikini top, a shirtless guy, and they would just stand there for an 8-hour shift.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what they would do. And it smelled unbelievable in there. And then, yeah, I just got to walk him through what it was like to be a teenager in the Abercrombie years. Kind of fun. He had no idea.
No clue.
All the bags were like borderline. Like my parents would be like, let's switch the bags. We don't.
The bags?
Because they had like.
They were just all shirtless.
Shirtless people all over them.
Yeah.
I remember it meant a lot to me that a really good smelling cologne at I think Hollister was named Jake.
Oh,
and I didn't really see that pay dividends, but I remember thinking like that's got to be good for the brand though,
did you
right?
Own
like
it?
Girls are liking the smell of it. Yeah, I think I got it for Christmas.
Surely,
oh, I can visualize it. I mean, clear as day where the Hollister was. Yep. You know, Abercrombie was very rarely went in there. That was high dollar was, stuff.
Yeah.
So we go Hollister, American Eagle, little Aeropostale. You never knew how to say it.
Aristotle.
Hit those four.
Uh-huh.
Food court in the mall.
What?
There was a few. There's a big food court in Oklahoma City. There was like four tables in there that were in a fake Corvette, like a booth in a Corvette. We'd be like, "What are them open? What are them open?" We'd race over and get in there, and then you'd get one of the Chick-fil-A
the hibachi
in there. Hibachi.
It stinks that the kids don't get to hang out at the mall anymore. Like,
right? And it was still kind of going. I remember.
Yeah.
In college, we'd pop in the mall a couple times.
Yeah.
First time I ever got recognized by anyone who followed me on social media was at the mall. I was sitting at the food court eating some kind of hibachi or whatever, and I was 19, and two like 13-year-old girls came up.
Like, you the vine guy?
We love your vines.
What was the... Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
The Evanescence...
Mall, baby.
Evanescence song that was... I can... That's what makes me
wake
think of,
me up.
Every is it Bring Me to Life?
I think that is
the words? What are the words?
I don't, I'm not going to do that.
What are the words? I didn't ask you.
I don't really know. I'm pretty sure it's that one. Let's see.
Effervescence. Their one hit song.
I think they had like two.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But that's what I think of when I think of going in there is.
Effervescence.
Yeah, Bring Me to Life. That's got to be the big one.
We'll end on this.
Yeah.
Guys, go to the Patreon for another hour of podcasting. We do an extra episode every week. That's four extra episodes a month, five in April. So go. Patreon.com/TreyKinney. Thanks for love and support. Keep it going.
Yeah. You wanted a little background. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to keep more details on Patreon.
Just think about all those fun tiny little mini skirts and those like tiny shirts and the ripped jeans.
Oh, this song. Time. Yeah. Love you guys every week. Peace. Direct opinion.